The epistle for the 15th Sunday after Pentecost is taken from Galatians chapter 5 and 6. Brethren, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be made desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. Brethren, and if a man be overtaken in any fault, you who are spiritual, instruct such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so you shall fulfill the law of Christ. For if any man think himself to be something, whereas he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. But let every one prove his own work, and so he shall have glory in himself only and not in another. For every one shall bear in his own burden, and let him that is instructed in the word communicate to him that instructed him in all good things. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For what things a man shall sow, those also shall he reap. For he that soweth in his flesh, of the flesh also shall reap corruption, but he that soweth in the Spirit, of the Spirit shall reap life everlasting. And in doing good let us not fail, for in due time we shall reap, not failing. Therefore, whilst we have time, let us work good to all men, but especially to those who are the household of the faith. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Luke chapter 7. At that time, Jesus went into a city called Nain, and there went with him his disciples and a great multitude. And when he came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, a dead man was carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and a great multitude of the city was with her. Whom when the Lord had seen, being moved with mercy towards her, he said to her, "Weep not." And he came near and touched the bier, and they that carried it stood still. And he said, "Young man, I say to thee, arise." And he that was dead sat up and began to speak. And he delivered him to his mother, and there came a great fear on them all. And they glorified God, saying, "A great prophet is risen up amongst us, and God hath visited his people." Please be seated. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. In this epistle, St. Paul tells us that we cannot deceive ourselves, we cannot try to deceive others, because God is not mocked. And one way we can look at it in terms of, yes, trying to deceive Almighty God, trying to deceive those that are around us. But another way we can also look at it in terms of how we are living our lives. If we are trying to live our lives pleasing to Almighty God, God recognizes that. Even if maybe those that are around us maybe don't, they don't see that. And that's why it's important for us to understand that it is Almighty God who is our judge. God is our judge, and so therefore we have to live our lives according to God's standards, to how God expects us to live our lives. Last Sunday, St. Paul reminds us of the fact of walking in the Spirit, that those that walk in the flesh, that will lead onto the path of eternal damnation. And so he reminds us of how we should try to live our lives. And again, then this next Sunday, again, St. Paul tells us, you know, basically, what you sow, you will reap. The things that we sow continuous through our lives, that is what we will reap for the end of our life. I mentioned to you many times before the quote of St. Augustine, of how we live our lives, so we shall die. And so that is all that St. Paul is saying to us. You know, as we try to live our lives, if we sow good fruit, we will bear good fruit. But if we don't sow anything like that, well, then that is what is going to happen to us. We will not bear good fruit at the end of our life. And so that is why I say we can also look at it in terms of how are we trying to live our lives before the eyes of God? You know, do we deceive ourselves even? We've had another quote from St. Paul in a previous Sunday where he talks about looking into a mirror, and if it is cloudy, we cannot see a true reflection of ourselves. Are we deceived by that? You know, do we think that we can deceive Almighty God by how we live our lives? of how we don't take advantage of what God has given to us, of how we don't maybe take advantage of all of the different graces and the sacraments that God gives to us. You know, time and time again, I've mentioned to you of how we have to be careful. We have to take advantage of what God gives to us. Because yes, God is not mocked. If we don't live a life that is pleasing to God, if we do not try to live a life that is a Catholic life, I mean, who are we trying to fool? We will never be able to fool God, and even in a sense, we can't even fool ourselves. Because our conscience will bother us at some points. Maybe we can try to not listen to our conscience. Maybe we can try to turn a deaf ear to it. But we will have that constant reminder. Whether the reminders come through sermons or through conferences, through spiritual reading that we make, or just the idea of seeing that we have been given so much and then we're not even utilizing it. We're not taking advantage of what God has given to us. And so that is why then when we have the epistles, the gospels each Sunday, the church is speaking to us. The church has designated these readings particularly for this Sunday. And by doing so, it is meant to try to help us to consider, to think about, you know, how are we living our lives? And so that is why St. Paul tells us, don't be deceived, don't worry about it. God is not mocked. And yes, that is a way for us to understand that the people that turn their back on God, the people that live their lives completely contrary to God's life, maybe they're enjoying themselves right now. You know, maybe for them, we can say, this is their heaven. But then they will come to pay the consequences to those actions. And those consequences will come at our judgment. And so, yes, St. Paul is telling us, you know, basically, don't worry about it then. Don't worry about how other people live their lives. You worry about yourself. You take care of your own self. But yes, we can see that. We can sometimes maybe see the injustices out in the world. And maybe that pains us to see that. Of wondering, okay, well, when are they going to get their punishment for how they're living their lives? Well, that is why St. Paul tells us, you know, what they sow, they will reap. And then also to the fact, yes, God is not mocked. But it is also an exhortation to all of us. It is a meaning that St. Paul tries to explain and help us to see. Be careful then. Be careful of how you're living your lives then. Because as I say, it's very easy for us to see how other people are doing. It's easy for us to point the finger toward others. But reminding ourselves of what St. Paul says, of looking in a mirror, then trying to see clearly of how we stand before the eyes of God. You know, how do we stand before God? And that is also another thing that I've told you, that I've mentioned to you. Pray for the grace to try to see your soul before how God sees your soul. I mean, what a benefit that would be to us. What a grace and what a blessing that would be for us to understand exactly how God sees our soul at this moment. Because then that would give us the chance to try to do something about it if we had to change some things. I mean, consider that blessing that would be. But really, if you consider it, if you try to make an examination of conscience, say, each night, if you try to be regular with confession, you have a good sense of your soul before God. But if you neglect those things, if you don't really examine your conscience, if you don't really go to confession often, how can you really try to understand where your soul stands? I mean, not only that, but how can we even make any difference in our soul? If we go to confession, oh, every so often. And we don't even consider each day of how we stand before God. I mean, that is why it's important for us to try to, at the end of each night, to make an examination of conscience. To consider, how did the day go? Was I pleasing to God? Was I not pleasing to God? What did I fail in? What could I have done? I mean, those are the things that we must try to consider. Otherwise, it may be easy for us to deceive ourselves. It is easy for us to just continue on in the path that we're going and not even to consider these things. Not consider our soul before the eyes of God. But that is something that we must try to examine. I mean, that is something that we must try to look at when these Sundays come, Sunday after Sunday, and the church is trying to give us different things to think about, different things to consider. Exhortations, reminders. But then what? It doesn't change anything in our life. It doesn't do anything for us. I mean, basically, we're turning a deaf ear to Almighty God. And so that is why we must try to understand what the church is telling us. I mean, St. Paul even tells us, while you have time, basically do something about it. Seeing that God has given you this time frame to try to live your lives pleasing to Him, well, then do something about it. I mean, that is what St. Paul is telling us. That is what he's reminding us of, and that's what he's trying to exhort us to try to do. Because if not, what happens? If not, we continue to live our lives away from the graces of God. We fall farther and farther away from Him. And so that is why we must try to consider, you know, how is our soul before God? You know, what is our spiritual life like? Do we even have a spiritual life? I mean, do we recognize those things and how important they are for us? I mean, that is the thing that we have to try to understand. That is what we are sowing if we do not. We are sowing toward our eternal damnation. And it is very clear at that point. Our Lord doesn't mince words. He shows us very clearly what you are doing. Yes, through the inspired word of the apostle, St. Paul. But he tries to help us to understand. And so that is why then, you know, to look at our life. I mean, do we think about our eternal salvation? I mean, do we even consider that? I mean, granted, yes, we come to Mass, we try to receive the sacraments. But does it make a difference to us? I mean, do we honestly then, when we say, are not in the state of grace, is that the first thing that we think about of taking care of? Or is it one of those things that's like, well, yeah, down the road, I'll do it. I mean, that's how it should be for our soul. If we fall from the state of grace, we should immediately try to make, you know, reparation for that. Because otherwise, yes, we are sowing in the flesh, and that will reap corruption. But yet, God gives us the graces that we need. God offers those graces out to our souls. He gives us a chance for it all. Through the sacraments, through the graces, through merit, through our spiritual life. But if we don't even have a spiritual life, how much different are we than anyone else out in the world? I mean, if we don't really put that into practice, I mean, in a way, we will be judged more severely because more has been given to us. Just as I mentioned to you that as priests will be judged most severely. Because they have been given so much. But then as faithful, because you know, you realize, you have been given so much, and so a lot will be expected of you. And so we just kind of live our lives without even considering. our spiritual life or making any difference on that? How much more so will God judge you because of that? Too often, many souls, they just live their life. They live their life without making any progress in the spiritual life. I mean, truly, they are stagnant. Maybe even not if stagnant, they fall backwards. I mean, God forbid for our soul. And so that is what we must try to understand, what the epistle and the gospel are both explaining to us. I mean, you look at the gospel account and here you have this woman that lost her only child. It shows the fleetingness of life. But I think also you have to look at it in a spiritual sense. Our Lord brought back that child back to life to give back to their mother. That is when we understand a soul that is away from the grace of God. They are dead. And so therefore, God can bring our soul back to life. And so that's why I say, you must understand, Holy Mother of the Church, when she picks the epistles and the gospel, she knows what she's doing and trying to help us to understand and to contemplate that. And so really try to make a good examine. Don't make a superficial one. I mentioned that many times, whether to the parish or to the students. Don't allow your faith to be just superficial. Let it be something that goes deep down inside of you. Because otherwise you will be a facade, one of my favorite words. I use that word because it is modern society. Modern society is a facade. And so it's very easy for us to fall into that same pattern of being fake. We come to Mass, we go out, and we live our lives completely opposite of God's laws. And then we come back to Mass. What a facade that is. You may deceive the people around you, even your family. You will never deceive Almighty God. And so that is what we must understand. If we're living that fake life, wake up and get out of it. Because God is our judge and God will judge us according to our actions. And so that is why St. Paul tells us, be not deceived, God is not mocked. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.